This time of year always makes me rethink what's in my closet. I'm trying to keep fewer things, but better ones. Pieces that are well made and easy to wear all the time. That's why I keep coming back to Quince. The fabric feels elevated, the fits are thoughtful, and the pricing actually makes sense. Quince makes high quality everyday essentials using premium materials like 100% European linen, and their insanely soft flow knit activewear fabric. They're basically the perfect layering for spring. The pants strike the right balance between laid back and refined, so you look put together without trying too hard. In their flow knit activewear, oh yes, it is moisture wicking, anti-odor, and soft enough that you'll actually want to wear it all day. The best part is that their prices are 50 to 60% less than similar brands. How? Quince works directly with ethical factories and cuts out the middleman, so you're paying for quality, not brand markup. Everything is designed to last and makes getting dressed easy, okay? Listen, Quince linen pants have become a go-to in my closet. They're breathable, they're comfortable, and they look polished. And I want that, okay? And the cost is not what you would think for quality linen. Refresh your wardrobe with Quince. Go to quince.com/SK for free shipping and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. Go to quince.com/SK for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/SK.
SK and 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage.
That chick ain't that.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2026. Assemble. Church announcements. You have any?
I'm on tour. Coming up in June, buy those freaking tickets. Chicago, June 1st. Atlanta, June 3rd. LA, June 5th. And that theater is bigger than what I had expected. And then we will be in Philadelphia, June 23rd. And close it out in Washington, D.C. on June 24th. So please come on out and see.
Are you
see
nervous?
Us.
Are you excited? How are you feeling?
As soon as I see more tickets selling, I'll just be excited. Right now I'm in the nervy stage.
Nervy.
Because every, like, we felt like 300, 350. That's our sweet
right in
spot.
Right in your sweet spot.
I'm like, I might have to push a little, but I can sell those. Mm-hmm. Atlanta and D.C., I already know. Philadelphia, too. This L.A. spot is bigger than that. And I said, this is not what I thought. Because they had us in a small space, and we were like, this is too small. It was like 100 and something. I was I can do that in my backyard. And then we agreed, and then noticed after the fact at the new space, I said, that's a bigger.
Were they sitting up on
beaker.
It?
He said, beaker.
How much?
It's 500 people.
That's a lot.
That's a bigger.
LA's tough.
I know.
LA's a tough market. People think it's easier than it is.
No, it's difficult tough. As hell. I know. So when I saw, I said, oh no. Marcus is like, we got it. I said, I think y'all got it. I said, I love your enthusiasm. I love it. But it's a lot of people. And I'm gonna be begging it. I don't mind. What about you, Kev? What are your church announcements?
Yeah. What do you mean? What's happened in my life?
No, I'm not even talking about that. You got good things. Are you? What else is going on? You doing shows?
I'm doing shows. Grief Sucks. Getting ready to come back. I'm probably going to, much to my Josh's happiness.
Thank
probably
you.
Not going to be a tour, not tour, ahead of time, mainly because it's I got too much going on in the summer, so I'm just going to do shows locally to stay fresh, and there'll just be one tour that starts on your wedding day.
I mean, you've already done the tour, not tour already happened.
I was gonna say,
but I was gonna do more. Yeah.
We covered.
I was gonna do more, but the dates that came in on like JoJo's graduation, family stuff, like Essence weekends, things that I already had like scheduled. So I just told my guy, like, just push me back to like August or September.
But listen, load the dates up after the wedding.
Because you got to pay for that wedding.
Listen load them up. We'll be on that plane, man.
I can't wait for the wedding.
Oh my god. Is there a dress code? Or like a, what is it?
It'll be on your invitation.
Oh,
that's what I've been waiting for. I'm like, when will I get that?
You know, are you sending paper invitations? No. Don't do it to me early.
No, it's not early. No, I'm feeling late.
I was going to give it to you guys today.
Yay!
Wait till Melissa gets here.
Oh, no, I was going to give it to Melissa. Because
yeah, don't you dare
give me. Give me mine. I'm not married to Melissa.
Just be careful.
Okay.
All right. Over the weekend, I was the subject of conversation. Really? On that's nice, Joshy.
That's all Imara.
All right, I can't look. Put it away, Angel. Not now. We're in school. We're at work.
It's so pretty.
Put it away.
But wait a minute. You want to?
Don't open it.
Just be careful. Just be careful. I don't know how you're gonna, because that's my address on the back.
But my address is on the front.
No. Yes. Okay. Yeah. The addresses are on it.
Yes. He's so pretty. Go ahead. Let's talk about people dragging you through the mud and the filth of hell.
The muck and the miry clay.
Yes.
Over the weekend, clips from my time with Cam Newton's Funky Friday podcast were released, accepted.
Friend of the pod.
I made my own clips, and I spoke ad nauseum. What it felt like was ad nauseum. About this subject of
you and the gays,
queer people in the church. Okay, I was trending on Threads, only on Threads,
multiple times.
Mm-hmm. But this, for the first time in forever, I was actually trending for what I actually said. No misframing, no taking out of context. Uh-huh. I was trending for what I actually said. Which was my approach to Christianity is that I lead with love. I shared a story about my brother and how the church led with love, and that brought him from the back of the church to the front of the church. And I shared a story about that same church at roughly the same time, believe it or not, did not lead with love with a queer person in our church. And that led her from the front of the row, front of the church to the back of the church and eventually out of the church, and how there was a gay kid in my Bible study who had the summer of his life. Great time. Came all summer long. All the messages, all the activities. One encounter with a deacon who was like, "Why are you gay? What you doing in here? You need to be at the altar." I never saw that kid again. That caused quite a stir. What was interesting, I expected... when Cam asked me that, in the same way when Van Lathan asked me originally, I said, eventually this is going to go viral. I accepted that. I wasn't prepared for how viral this Cam Newton thing would go. I thought it would go less viral than the Van Lathan thing because it was nothing really new.
Sorry to cut you off. You felt like it already had its big blip in the MCU? Or like...
I felt like it already had a big...
It was already on its down curve.
It had died off.
Mm-hmm. You talking about the first
first time. First one. Yeah, yeah, first yeah. one was gone. Mm-hmm. So I thought being asked about that, basically Cam Newton just asked me about what it was like, mm-hmm. you know, the backlash that I faced. Mm-hmm. And that caused me to trend all over again. Mm-hmm. So I have decided to follow Jesus. Huh?
Careful.
Oh. Me and Melissa talked about this all weekend. If you've been following for a long time, this actually really isn't new to you, especially if you're a fan of this podcast. I have talked about this a lot. The term now is deconstruction, but I don't think I had that terminology.
Oh yeah, yeah. Early. Well, we had talked. I said you were like, "What is deconstruction?" I said, "You're questioning."
Yeah,
you're questioning things.
And the crazy thing is, if that is the definition, I think my deconstruction journey started long before I realized it. Even before queer things, I remember the first deconstruction thing that I ever probably. Now can say is when one of the elders in my church sent me this video for this pastor who's talking about tithing, and he was talking about we don't have to tithe is for certain people, for the Levites, blase blase, And I remember, I've said this before on this podcast, the first scripture I memorized, and I don't know where it is in the Bible, but I still know it by heart. Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. Will ye say, where have you robbed me? In tithes and offerings.
Now Leviticus.
I don't know. Probably, I ain't no theologian. You are cursed with a curse.
Yeah, you are.
Malachi, that's right. Malachi 3.
Now
that sound right.
It is
Malachi 3 and 10. They said that every Sunday morning down at Bethlehem Temple, three times a day. They sold it. They said it every time for years. God dang it. So when that was challenged, I was really like, oh my gosh. And he was like, I was like, but if I don't pay my tithes, then my car's going to break down.
Oh.
And he said, your car breaks down all the time.
That oil change still do regardless.
He said, your car breaks down all the time because you have an old car. Mm. Not because you pay or don't pay your tithes.
Right.
He said, if your parents bought you a brand spanking new car, whether you paid your tithes or not, that car would drive.
Right.
And I said, no, because the man robbed God.
Where have you
robbed God in tithes and offering? I curse with a curse.
You don't remember?
But I put a curse with a curse if I don't pay tithes. And then also I was taught God loveth the cheerful giver. Let me tell you what I didn't do. Give them tithes cheerfully.
You gotta skip when you give them, or don't count.
I didn't skip.
You gotta skip. You can face can be sad, but you gotta.
I was grudgingly. So somebody asked me, do I even think that gayness or queerness is a sin? And I really sat and thought about that, Angel Lakita Moore-Tanksy, the actress. And I talked to Melissa about this, and I reevaluated my life over the last 10, 15 years. And I realized not only am I leading with love, I don't even treat gay people as if I think they're living in sin anymore. And I haven't for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked myself, do I think they are living in sin? And here's where I think I struggle with what I was taught.
Okay, okay, you're getting there. You're getting in there.
That's a wrestle motion, too.
This is where I think I struggle. Uh-huh. And I think I really wrestle with that because I've told this story a million times. I'm going to rehash it now. When my son was born, that was the first problem I saw with what the Bible was taught and how it was taught to me and my interpretation of it and how I knew I would live my life. Mm-hmm. I remember thinking very clearly, man, it doesn't matter if my, because Zay's about this big, just about this, probably weighed about this much, little preemie baby. And I remember thinking and saying like, oh, I don't care who he loves. This is my son. I'm going to love him regardless. I'm not kicking him out. He can live with me forever. And he was just like, gurgle. He didn't even have no attraction. Just, right? Yeah. So I think that was the first thing. Second thing happened. Jay brought his son to Washington. His son was maybe 4 or 5 at the time. And spitting image of Jason Fredericks. Just, we had never seen him, did not know he had a child this age.
Popped up at church, right?
Just popped up at church holding a little child's hand who looked just like him. No pretext.
That's so hilarious.
That's also very impressive.
Yeah, we were just like, my man, who is this? He was like, this is my son, Josh. Well, clearly. Why do you have a 5-year-old, though?
Did we miss stuff?
Like, you missed the baby
5-year-old. The baby showed up at 5.
Oh, my God.
With Jason's whole face, holding his hand. I said, imagine seeing Julian, like how much Jay looked like. Julian looked like Jay, but without the Puerto Rican skin. Black skin, same disposition, same haircut. You know, at that age, all black boys had low even.
Yeah.
Same smile. I said, now, why do you have 3 kids now? He was like, yeah, got 3 kids.
That was
like,
it?
That was it. He was just like, yeah. It's like, why you didn't tell us you had a son? He was like, I don't know. But here's my son, Josh. Also, can he spend the night?
He's uncle.
Like, within a week or two, maybe a month, he was like, I got to go out of town.
Dear God. Hey, he's family now.
For sure.
He is family. Take him.
For sure. And I was like, I guess. Right? Let me tell you what, Angel. Josh was a gay baby. At 5, I said, oh, this
is a good baby.
This baby gonna be gay. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I should say these things. I don't know that I should feel these things. but this baby gonna be gay. Like, took some time. Mm-hmm. About 16, 17, Jay was like, by the way, Josh is gay. And I said, well, you know, we knew. He's like, we all knew. Yeah. I'm just telling you, like, he's out now. He had long hair by this time. I mean, gorgeous, right?
Yeah, you like, we saw the BTS of the Magic Show. We saw. We
like
saw.
That episode of Curb. Larry! He was like that. I said, well, that baby gay. Yeah. So I wrestled with that. I said, hold on. Now, y'all told me people was only gay because they was molested or they turned gay or they chose gay. I'm seeing a baby who was gay before he knew he was gay. And kind of grew into his gay, right? This starts to mess with my mind. Because what people have been teaching me and what I'm starting to see, these things ain't lining up, right? Next thing to happen, my son's godmom, her name is Nicole Matheson, the girl you try to holler at.
And I did a good job, hey, bitch. You did a good job. Yeah, that's my gay bitch.
She says you did good.
Yeah. She's like, oh, actually, that worked.
So Maddie, she told us maybe 12 years ago, she's like, yo, I'm pretty sure I'm gay. And I think I've been gay since I was in high school, but I was kind of like unsure, blah, 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 blah. And she was terrified. She was like, I understand, you guys are very Christian. We all went to the same church in high school. She's like, I understand that, like, we might not be friends. You guys might, like, cast me out. And, because I'm like, I'm finna be gay.
Finna be all the way gay.
Finna be gay. I got my girlfriend, and she was with a mask presenting stud. Uh-huh. And we were like, nigga, we didn't know you was gay. Didn't know. Mm-hmm. But we was like, but you're the kid's godmom. So you what you mean? We gonna cast you out. You're their godmom. Also, we're going on this cruise. I remember what we went on a family cruise. Does the girl want to come?
What?
And be in y'all room. And y'all can do the scissoring. If y'all do scissor.
That seems so complex.
Yeah, I was almost offended that you thought I was going to be, like, what kind of friend would I be to just throw you down?
I just figured it out.
Say it. What'd you figure out?
Scissoring. Because every time when people do it, they do this, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this seems too complex. Mm-hmm. It really should be this.
Yeah, you got to plug that plug in there.
But no, it's not this.
Not like a true scissor.
Right. So people kept.
You got to grind them coochies up.
But I thought these were feet. My fingernails are feet. Crotch is coochie.
Yeah.
So that means there's a head this way and a head that way. That's not what's happening. The heads are up at the same angle. Feet are down.
Uh-huh. Oh, you're standing up.
Or lay down that way.
Yeah, I feel like you just get, you line them coochies up like magnets.
But you see, when you do this means my foot is at your head.
No, nah.
It's like the Captain Planet rings.
Well, where are your feet at?
They over to the side. The same way when you smash and your feet is.
But when you do this, that's not smash.
When you smash a man, your feet is together.
But you see, these feet aren't together.
Feet. Well, that's just because our fingers go like this.
That's what visually I kept thinking. And
I said,
this, I would, even if I was gay, I would have to turn back straight because this seems like too much work. No, you got to bump
them coochies up.
But this felt like too much. This doesn't feel like too much work. This. This don't. This do.
I don't know the mechanics.
But I didn't know. I thought, I've just never seen two women do this. And I was like, you got to be really committed.
Yeah, to rubbing them coochies up.
No, not rubbing the coochies. Rubbing coochies like this.
Yeah.
This. That's easy. This not easy. But you know what else is easy? The support that we get today in today's episode. And it comes from Square. The business platform that helps sellers become neighborhood favorites. Whether you're gearing up for a busy season or just trying to keep up with everyday demand, Square keeps your business running smoothly from payments and POS to online orders, inventory, staff, and more, all in one place so you can focus on your customers and not your to-do list. I absolutely love using Square. We use it on tour. It makes it so easy for people to buy merch, which we hope you do when you come see us on tour, for is this going to cause an argument too? And it makes everything seamless. You're talking about just tap that card, slide that card. Whatever you need, it's available with Square. Square brings payments, POS, inventory, staffing, and online sales together in one system. No business owners don't have to juggle a bunch of tools. They sure love don't. You can sell online, in stores, or both, and customize your setup as your business evolves. It's built to support different kinds of businesses, not force everyone into the same mold. Square shows up when it matters most. You'll always know where you're headed and that they're building for you. No hidden fees, locked in contracts, upcharges for premium cards, empty promises, or surprise costs. Square helps you run your business more smoothly, bringing payments, operations, and insights together in one place so you're ready for whatever's next. Right now, listeners get up to $200 off Square hardware when you sign up at square.com/go/SK.
SK.
All right. That's SQUARE.com/go/SK.
SK.
Get started with Square and build a setup that works the way you do. Okay. Back to the homosexuals.
So let's be very clear. I have thought a lot about this, and I also am okay if you disagree. I where was he at? Oh, Maddie. I don't think she chose to be gay. I think, and I've talked to more and more gay people as I've aged out of sheer curiosity. And I've heard a variety of similar things. Remember, I did ask a gay guy, and one of the gay dudes, white dude, can't remember his name. I was like, when did you know you were gay? He was like, when did you know you were straight? I was like, I think I've always known. He was like, I think I did too. The same around the same age where you thought you liked girls, I realized I like boys. And he was saying, I was a regular boy at trucks, guns, mm-hmm. swords. He was like, I wasn't like a flamboyant kid, but he was just like, when most people were like, oh, I like girls, he was like,
that's fun for you.
I think I like boys, right? Uh-huh. And here's the other thing that I've been wrestling with. Okay, we are all made in God's image, okay? It seems to me that it would be unfair to make some people queer.
Yeah.
And say the way you are attracted to people, and that is internal, mm-hmm. has always been in you, is inherently sinful, and there's no way out, right? Mm-hmm. And I know all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. I know that, but I'm saying, like, lust, lying, these are all things you cannot do. Or if lust is the sin, I can get married and maybe I lust less.
Yeah.
But if being attracted to somebody is intrinsically how I am, then this is what these people are telling me. I'm talking about what people have told me. This is how they felt. The same way I'm attracted to women, they're attracted to same sex, or they're bisexual, whatever it is. It seems unfair to make that a sin, because that means you're born into sin and there's nothing you could do about it. You either are resisting your feelings for that same sex to try to fit in with the world. And it's like, why would you choose to be gay knowing how the world treats gay people? I feel like a lot of gay people probably would, like, I'm not speaking for you, I'm just saying, if it were me, all this negativity that comes with this, if I could not do that, I would not do that. Mm-hmm. Right? So that's part of it. I'm just like, and I'm okay saying, I there's a lot of things about the Bible that I wrestle with and struggle with and contend with, and I still believe in God, still love people, still follow the principles, but everything we might not agree. So I would love to talk to God and understand, like, why would you make people, if gay is the sin, why would you make them gay? If that was a sin, you could make nobody gay. Nobody could be. They wouldn't be. As I'm seeing these people who are, and I believe them when they tell me, and I've seen that in these, you know, lives, in their lives, I'm not able to make sense of that.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. I'm okay if you don't disagree. I mean, I'm okay if you don't agree mm-hmm. with me on this. You don't have to. You, Angel, you, Joshy, I know my parents greatly disagree with me. My grandma, she don't believe with nothing I'm saying. She don't agree with nothing. What you mean? She don't even agree with lead with love. She ain't on that. They don't be on that.
Lead with correction.
And also, love the sinner, hate the sin ain't biblical.
No.
We just like phrases that sound good. We love a good phrase. The Bible do not say love the sinner, hate the sin. It doesn't say, it says love thy neighbor. Love thy neighbor as themselves. They will know us by our love. It don't say nothing about hate. It don't say, oh, but in order to do, you got to qualify with the hate the sin. That is not a biblical phrase. Now, I think that was my transition phrase. Because first I was hate the sinner and hate the sin.
Yeah.
Then I went, okay, I'm going to go love the sinner, hate the sin. Now I'm just love the person. I don't know if it's sin. Mm. Now I think I'm sat firmly in love the people. I don't think it's a sin. If you tell, and I was really just thinking about how I've been treating people.
Yeah.
Not like theologically, you, I'm not going to get into a debate with you because you can point a scripture. I can find a scripture. There's arguments about the word homophobic or homosexual didn't appear into the Bibles until the 1940s. The scripture that we use, abomination, was mostly talking about men sleeping with little boys as they were with men, as they were with women. There's all these theological debates about who was talking to what. I'm not even here to argue on that because you probably going to beat me on an argument. I'm not a theologian. I'm just a nigga who go to church. And I don't even do that as much anymore.
You surely don't.
I mean, why? Oh, we going to talk about everything. We putting it on the table.
I'm sorry. See, this is what I meant. This doesn't make sense. This.
I want you to stick with me.
Because I am. Because they were like, Angel, why don't you get it? Because that's what people were doing with their fingers. People are not smashing like this.
I think some might, Angel.
Well, that's too much work. You're making sex too difficult. I realize it's more like sometimes. It's more like this.
But those you're laying scissors. Down.
Yeah, lay down. Yeah. Even laying down. See, the heads are facing the same way. You see, in the feet. Versus this.
I've actually never seen it done, so I don't know.
I mean, it might be a preference thing, though. I don't know.
I don't know how they do it. That's, where are the gays?
You see what I'm saying? This doesn't make sense. This is not enjoyable.
It might be like scissor A, scissor B, though.
But that's why I think it's this. Crisscross applesauce this way.
Maybe.
That's what I'm saying. That I just
like, that,
figured.
Yeah. That could look like a leg cramp, too, though.
It could be.
But where does your leg go with the bed,
though? That's what I'm...
You're laying on top of each other. Same way a man would lay on top of a woman, just
oh, okay.
But
you go offside.
Yeah, I thought feet were facing heads, and I said, okay. No fun.
It's the fact that this is the interstitch topic within this topic.
Angel ain't going to let it go until it makes sense.
But that's what makes this podcast.
That's what makes it here's the thing.
Sorry. And also, just to relieve some of the pressure that's on you. You know, Kevin.
Wait.
Go ahead. Get it off. It's a lot.
So, apparently, also during this time, I was considered a gay ally, and I wasn't doing enough. So the Christian people were mad that I was.
Is this pre or post Theological Thursdays?
I know this is what's the journey for me.
There's a lot of blips in the MCU. This is why I'm asking.
This is all okay. So yeah. Theological Thursdays. Interestingly enough, I was talking to Melissa about this. Mm-hmm. When that happened, I was being the gays were mad and the Christians were mad, but I sided with the gays because the gays want me to take the video down. Video harmful. Christians wanted me to leave the video up. Video good for the kingdom. I said, I'm going to go with the gays. I don't want to do harm. Kingdom already strong. Y'all got enough people to be like gays, hell, gays, hell. Y'all got plenty of that. I don't want to add to that. So I realized I sided with the gays at that time. And I'm realizing like, I realized that this is very progressive. But it's if you followed me for a long time, you know my biggest problem with Christianity in my life was the hypocrisy of the people around me. And that looked like people saying one thing and doing another. Mm-hmm. Throughout this whole conversation, I can't tell you the amount of people, pastors. One of my cousins hit me and she texted me. She said, hey, Kev, I just want you to know thank you for standing up for the LGBTQIA community. You may have not known it, but you were standing up for me. She sent this yesterday. I said, you gay now? And she said, I've always been bi. You know, our home church wasn't a safe space. I literally got rebuked for my skirt being above my knees. I came out to my parents in college, but my brother knew when I was in high school. I said, wow, I never knew. She said, most people didn't. And she started talking about some other stuff. So I known this girl. I don't remember not knowing her. Mm. Like, not real cousin, but black cousin.
Yeah.
But I don't remember not. I spent the night at their house all the time. I didn't know you was gay or bi.
Because why would you need to know? You don't need to know what she's doing with her coochie.
And that's what I'm saying. I realize in my actual practice of life, if you told me you're gay, it's almost the same as telling me you're Dominican. I'd be like, oh, snap. Okay. Like, it is like a descriptor of you, not a like qualifier of our relationship. I'm not, and I was talking to Liz about this. One of my interns hit me up like, I've been gay for how long? I was Kev's intern he treated me great. And I realized I never was like, oh, eventually I'm going to pull you to the side and be like, now you know you're sinful.
Yeah.
I never had that going for me. So I'm not going to lead a life where, oh, that was the other part I was going to say. A lot of pastors are like, man, Kev, quietly, I agree with you. I just can't publicly, especially over the last week, texting me, DMing me. I just can't publicly go with you there, but you know, you keep speaking up for the kingdom. And I be telling them, get out here with me.
Why?
You,
why can't
you,
you do it?
Because my church and you know this, okay, and people aren't ready.
Let offerings, man.
Let they let me get out here and get lambasted, and they agree, and I just can't do it.
Because all your tithe is that funky little five.
And in my soul, the thing that bothered me the most as a kid is I was with the rules. And then I found out we wasn't all playing by them.
Oh, no. They're not playing with
and
them.
That's
not
what,
doing
and I
the
said,
rules.
I'm not going to do that. So I'm going to let you talk, Angel. But while we're here, I don't think gay people is living in sin. I feel like they are if they just living with their gayness. Right. That is how they are attracted to people. I don't think it separates them from God's love. Agree or disagree. Also, I ain't been paying my tithes. Ain't been paying
at all
in a good amount of years.
Not even so, Easter.
You got to give into the kingdom,
give,
Kevin.
I give offering.
I put in on.
Well, oh, but straight 10% of my income.
No. I mean, when I stream, I put it on Easter because the QR came up.
Let's talk about it. If you're gonna drag me, get me for everything. I give a lot. I give all types of ways.
Well, I mean, now but 10% would
straight
be,
10%. That'd be. I probably give that throughout my employees and the people in the community easily. But straight to a church? No, sir. Also, I don't think masturbation is a sin no more. I beat that meat.
Okay.
I beat that meat.
I don't think anybody was wondering how you felt
about
it.
No, we going to get it all out.
Nobody was wondering.
That meat get beat.
Would you know?
When I'm on, no, Angel. When I'm on the road especially, I be beating it. I beat it. If I'm going to be gone from this for 5, 6, 7 days,
I'll be beating it.
Let's talk about it. If you're going to clip me, let's get it all on the table now.
No, we don't want that on the table.
There was some. No, I'd be beating it. And I know a lot of y'all do, too, because y'all be like, well, brother, I struggle and we just can't talk about it. And also, I told my kids that I think it's a healthy way to express yourself and learn about your body.
Whoop-dee-doo.
Well, whoop-dee-doo. Y'all taught me with spilling seed, and then I heard spilling seed was more about pulling out and not continuing the bloodline. Had nothing to do with jacking off. One of these pastors told me there ain't no scripture for women. Where's the spilling seed scripture for women?
Because we can't.
Because you can DJ, ain't no seed to spill. I said, I'm not finna let them play DJ, and I can't beat that meat.
Oh, we gonna ficky-fick
it. Now about 2013, where now I was doing it all the time. I just lost combination around 2013. I've been doing it. Doing it my whole life. Just stop feeling condemned.
Yep.
What else? I had another thing that this.
Turn. Okay, so you know what I think where I always get confused is if in Christianity, if our big focus is like what sets us apart is that we believe that a savior came, a savior died,
mm-hmm.
a savior rose, and accepting him as your savior is your key to heaven. That is eternal life. I feel like that's what sets us apart from other religions, even though there are other religions that have similar stories. Ours rising and then the acceptance, heart, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
All this other shenigery, I don't care about. That's really what it boils down to. I don't care about. I don't want the energy in trying to process someone's life and hold it to a ruler of, but that's sin. The only time you're going to see me get riled up is if it's got to do with children.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll be like, I don't even need a Bible to think that you are hellion. I don't have to be a Christian to think that you is out of pocket and you don't deserve to really be here
right.
on this planet.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I'm like, whatever you're doing with the consenting adult, why does that have any bearing on my religious beliefs?
Work out your own soul salvation. That doesn't, y'all agreed? Y'all safe? Ain't nobody being taken advantage of. I literally have so many things to do today.
But the obsession specifically with the homosexuals, mm-hmm. that in the black church, in the white church too, but we're talking about us, is wild to me. We have such an obsession on what two people are doing in their own bedroom that ain't got a damn to do with us. And not just that, they're obsessed with what you think about it as a straight man. You ain't even over there in that community. And they said, but what do you want? What do you think about it? What do you?
It's like asking me, what do I think about what's going on in the natural hair community? I'm bald.
I
don't know.
You're bald?
Yes.
Look. In the fact that they want what you to think about it to be something harmful. They want it. This morning, again, see, this is why I don't be on social media. I'm pissed off.
No, I saw you made it. I said, oh, Angel been on the internet.
I was mad because I was just like, my Instagram was full of a lot of people crossing over to the D9. So I was watching the little baby step. I was like, soon as I saw your first video, I said, what they doing to my friend? And I know, and also I know you, is that both of our love language is words of affirmation. So with you, and also because you're a way bigger star, the words that are opposite are words of affirmation also affect you very much so. Like, we couldn't even shoot. We were having trouble shooting our last Unruly Cousins because you were distracted by the tomfoolery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, we make content. We have fun.
You're right.
And he was in his daggone phone talking to an imaginary man.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot that was the same day.
Yes. Same day. So,
imaginary man.
Yes. So I was like, oh, this is about to take up all of his goddamn brain space. And he going to be very much so like, we got to talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck these people.
Which reminds me, I also be cussing. Now, if you're lucky enough to be a close friend of mine, Angel, Joshy, Tony, Tav, Tahir, you probably done heard me cuss. That's the fourth thing I was trying to remember. What's the other thing?
The other thing? Why and think that, everybody knows
normal,
you cuss?
That's just such a normalized thing in your life now. You don't even think about it.
What? Via text? In person?
He be cussing.
It's not all the time, but it ain't none of the time.
I can't wait.
So
and
put
I don't know
put it all ever. Together when y'all clip me. So you could be like, Kev on stage does all this.
Oh, no, you're going to hell. Then that's fine.
I'm going to hell with the gays. And that's the things. I be getting called lukewarm Christian. You don't hold the thermometer.
Come on. Oh,
that is not your choice to make. You don't know the posture of my heart.
That's a bar.
God decides who is lukewarm, who is hot, who is cold. And he also knows when people are posturing, when people are doing what they want other people to see, how Christians virtue signal, how we understand what this makes it look like and what you are doing with your actual life. So you might, David sent a man to the front lines to get killed so he could have sex with his wife. And the Bible says he is a man after God's own heart. And he did that. Go get that Uriah killed and bring Bathsheba to me. And I'm about to take her down. I'm the king and she can't tell me no. And that's who the Bible says is a man after God's own heart. Who are you to tell me how lukewarm or cold or hot I am? You don't have the thermometer, the temperature on my life. You ain't got no heaven or hell to put me in.
Let them.
That's the other thing, Angel.
Feel that way.
And honestly, people have been checking on me all week. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, I don't give a damn.
Ooh, well, look at you.
I thought you were going to go somewhere else. Like, no,
he's not ready for that.
It's not going to be it. Because that would be the clip.
A damn. Add that to your list. All right? We put it all on the table. We shaking the table. Get it all out.
It's just crazy to write think pieces about what somebody else thinks about something that ain't got shit to do with you. Where I was so confused and so tired of it all.
That sounds exhausting in itself.
Yes. Though. I was literally coming here today, researching. I got distracted. I was about to research Ice Spice. And I went onto Threads and I saw another think piece still on this. And I was like, no threats. I don't want this. Do not confuse the algorithm. Move
kept on safe from your algo.
So this person came up with their full theory, a person who's never met you, and very convicted about, they in their own convictions felt they were right, felt that you were siding with this community because it is no longer popular to hold gay people to this standard. Like, they feel like you're doing it to grow your audience, not because it's your true beliefs. It, literally, no. I wish I cared enough to save it, to read it to you, because they were like, because in this example, they held this person to a certain standard. Now, they don't even know anything about that situation. And they were like, that's how I know in this situation, he's just kind of pandering to another audience. And a part of me, but then I was like, oh, Angel, you don't care.
Mm. Remember? If anything, I'd be losing the majority of my audience.
That's what some people said. But I wanted to be like, let me pose a question to you. What if you're wrong? Then what? What if ever, because they were like, he's not being genuine. That's what they were like. This is not his genuine beliefs. He is just pandering. And I wanted to be like, but what if, I want you to put this in your mind. What if you're wrong? Now what?
Mm-hmm.
What if he does genuinely believe all this? And what if this situation that you're talking about on the side that you know nothing about, you're wrong about that. Now what happens? Threads is just Facebook
for with words.
Yes, with words, but for like younger people who are trapped in that mindset.
Yeah.
And I like, again, and if I am lukewarm, what you gonna do? What's gonna happen?
What does it matter? And this, so I was talking to Melissa about, she was like, Kev, but I don't want you to try to appease these people. I'm not trying to appease anybody, not the gay people, not the straight people. All I'm telling you is, here's where I'm at in my journey, in my life. That's it. I'm just trying to make sense of this thing called life. And I've been on here 42 years. The stuff that made sense to me at 10 and 15 didn't make sense to me at 20 and 25. But I still got to keep living.
But they want you to shut up.
Can't do it.
They want you to shut up.
And guess what? You know, as Christians, they're supposed to know you by your love. We behind on the ad.
I know.
I know you. They're supposed to show you, know you by your love. I think so many of the people who are up in arms, we know you by your persecution. You doing good. You over index in persecution. You over index in condemnation. Oh, you done spoke the truth.
They think that's love. You done what called are you talking them about?
Out. Where is the other fruit?
There is no other fruit, Kevin. It's rotten. It's rotten. That's why I don't be over there with them people. I don't have time for it. I don't have the time. I don't want my children growing up with that being the experience that they have. The experience Amar has with God is that when he keeps thinking that there are spiders on his pillow at night, I'd be like, we're going to pray. That's his experience with God. Is that God, we serve a God that's going to take them spiders out of your mind and off of your pillow.
You serve a spider removing God.
That's what he serves. He don't serve a God that is over here worried about people's sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
There is so many things. People are actually dying.
Let's talk about this man who murdered his wife in cold blood.
A very heterosexual man.
A heterosexual man who murdered his wife in cold blood. You talking about love, sin, hate the sinner. You didn't even talk about the man that he murdered his wife. He's a good person. I don't know how. The murder man? Let's talk about the man in Louisiana who murdered 8 children.
Yes, another.
Shot 8 children.
Another man.
Presumably heterosexual.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the things that really matter.
And I'm going to read this ad, but then
there's
a snippet of a podcast that I saw.
Put it on your nose.
And I said, even though I met this person and she's a friend of the podcast, I'm going to say what I'm going to say, but let me give it a second. Hey guys, the playoffs push is heating up and the tournament hoops are here, and there's no better way to cash in on the high-flying hoops action than Prize Picks, America's number one sports picks app. Every bucket, every dime, every win means more when you're playing Prize Picks. So don't pass up on your next shot with Prize Picks and get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first 5. Listen, y'all, the app is so fun to use. It's easy to use. I know that I am a sports expert, but listen here. You don't got to be a sports expert.
You sure don't.
You can still have fun on Prospects and win big. And it's also available here in California.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so good. I've been picking more on Kwai. That's his name. Kwai.
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 I call him Kwai for short. Kwai.
You call him a longer name for short.
Yeah, because sometimes you do that every week. And he hasn't let me down in 2026. Okay, so make sure it's available in your state, okay? Prize Picks. They're available in 50 states. Get in on the action. Prize Picks is now available in all 50 states, including California, Texas, Florida, and Georgia. Prize Picks now offer stacks, meaning you could pick the same player up to 3 times in the same lineup. Want to pick more on Cade Cunningham points? 3-pointers and assist? Now you can pick all of them in the same lineup, only on Prospects. Prospects puts their users first, so all withdrawals are fast and secure. Prospects accepts most major payment methods. Make deposits into your account quick and easy this sports season. Download the Prospects app today and use code SK to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code SK to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prospects. Now listen, we all alive right now, praise the Lord. But one day we ain't gonna be.
Mm-hmm.
And what you gonna do about that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You could do something now about that to help your family later. All right. So it's springtime, right? And my son Marcus has gotten taller. Bought him a goddamn suit back in November. Thing too short because he want to grow. All right. And there are so many things happening in their life other than them outgrowing clothes and things and wearing out shoes. But because of it, it makes me think of getting and renewing, getting them more stuff to continue on as they grow. Well, that also makes me think of the responsibility I have to make sure my family has a safety net and make sure I'm protecting what I'm building, which is my family. So I decided to do that, create a safety net with Policy Genius. Policy Genius is a way to protect your loved ones, and it's financial planning for a future because that should be one of your priorities. And it helps you find the right insurance policy, just really straightforward. What stood out to me was how they walked me through step by step. They were able to help me figure out what was the perfect coverage for my family just in case untimely passing, so that they would not be stressed out about how they were going to take care of the mortgage, of school, and all those things. Listen, peace of mind is what life insurance will give you, and Policy Genius gives you peace of mind while you're trying to get your peace of mind, okay? Mm-hmm. It's an online insurance marketplace and allows you to compare quotes from America's top insurers side by side for free. They have a licensed team that helps you find what you need fast so you can get on with your life. They also help you find the most affordable policy that meets your needs. Listen, I was trying to make sure they weren't like just saying this. So I tried to look at insurance outside of them.
Yeah.
Baby, Policy Genius had found me the best of the best.
Well,
I said, why'd I waste my time with trying to look at some other people? Policy Genius did what they needed to do. They have thousands of 5-star reviews. Protect your family with a policy that grows your life. With Policy Genius, you can see if you can get 20-year see if you can find 20-year life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year for $1 million in coverage. Head to policygenius.com to compare life insurance quotes from the top companies and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com.
Touch your nose.
I heard
a
clip. I was watching a clip. Tony Baker actually did a reaction to the clip. And it was two young ladies on a podcast talking, and it was about going home with random men at clubs,
yep,
at the end of clubs. Mm-hmm. And one young lady was like, no, if we going out, I'm like, you get his number, but you call him tomorrow, you ain't leaving.
Yep.
And the other one was like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm going to do whatever I want to do, and that might be what I'm going to do. And I was thinking, oh, well, me and that person couldn't be friends because.
Which one?
The one who said, if I'm going to go sleep with this one night stand, if I'm going to leave with him, I'm leaving with him. There's nothing you
can be friends with that person.
Yeah. No, you're okay. Not about to have me stressed out because these straight men is killing people.
They are.
I did tie it back to what we were talking about. It took everything in me.
You did good.
And I said, I don't know what we were talking about.
You didn't
about.
Even bring up scissoring.
Because this don't make sense. This do. Somebody say it do make sense and it feel good. You're lying to yourself. Listen, I'll be with you, gays, but don't you tell me this work. This work. Anyways, the straight men are the killing the folk.
Didn't a white man just kill a black woman a week or two ago on vacation? An influencer or something?
Oh, we think that her husband, killed
they're married?
They were either married or engaged, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They were in a romantic relationship, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're killing folk. So these gay babies, the only violence we usually have to worry about with them is to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of the way people who ain't a lot of times in their community are treating them. They ain't out here perpetuating violence on other folk. I mean, I'm sure there's some domestic violence. For sure. But statistically, it's the straights and a lot of the Christ-professing straights that's out here tearing folk up.
And listen, I've been in church my whole life, man. Let me tell you what. Just never mind. I'm almost 43. You know how I feel. I'm probably less likely to. There's probably not anything that you're gonna say that's gonna change my mind, because it's gonna be going up against what I've experienced and the experiences of people close to me and around me and their lived experience and your interpretation of the Bible. And you often have not studied the Bible in depth. And what I mean by that is cross-reference, mm-hmm. seminary. You likely don't have much of a different understanding of the Bible than I do. You're not a master's in divinity holder. You're not a theologian. You don't have a doctorate of divinity. You haven't went to seminary. It's very easy to trumpet and agree with the scripture. Somebody was like, how you going to go with these people, Kevin? Their life don't align with scripture. I've said on a myriad of occasions, we do things all day long that don't align with scripture. Slavery is in the scripture. The Bible was used as a justification tool to back up slavery. Colonialism, manifest destiny. There's stuff as simple, we use it jokingly, but it really is in there. The Bible can tell you shouldn't wear clothes of two fabrics. You shouldn't eat shrimp or pork. I had a pork shrimp sandwich last night.
That sounds disgusting.
And I did it. Carne asada with a little side of shrimp.
Huh?
I didn't really, was just making a little shrimp joke. in Leviticus, you shouldn't cut your beard. And then you hear, that was under the law. Jesus was under grace. If that's true, which I do believe, then the Bible contradicts itself, because the things that Jesus did, we were now under grace versus under law. We can argue till we're blue in the face. I don't care. I feel how I feel.
You got a beard, Kev?
I got a beard.
I want to be.
You feel how you feel?
Guess what? We're not even in the same thing. You know what? Whatever religion you're a part of, I'm not a part of that. That's what I really want to be like.
You got tattoos, too.
I got tattoos.
That way, we ain't even got to argue. We're not a part of the same thing. That's fine. Just go ahead. You don't got to argue me down because you're not a part of my religion.
Yes, that's the thing. And honestly, as a person, and I mean this with no ill will in my heart towards you, if this is where you draw the line in your support of me, I understand.
They going to be here because they want the jokes. They want to laugh. They don't, because these other people are not funny. They want the funny.
And that's
funny.
The thing. The gay people are fun as well. And they write the good music and they arrange the good songs. And we be having a kiki.
Durant had a great episode on Jay Hud yesterday.
And he pulled up to my wedding, and he and Tamara are the reason it was fun. Okay? Tam ain't even gay, I'm just saying.
Tam
will probably eat some coochie. I don't know her business. I don't know her business, but Tam might. I feel like Tam is an open person. I'm not saying what her sexual preferences are.
Lord.
I mean, you served that one up, though, Kev. Yeah.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I said she's not gay.
No, I'm not saying she's gay either. I'm just saying Tam is a very open person. I feel like if the mood was right, She'd be like, it's fine. Like, well, what we all over here?
All I know, Tam, is she like men and she smoke a little smoke. And she put me on a Jamaican dish. A Jamaican dish I'd never heard of that I
I'm
need
sad to I'm she moved.
Yeah, that's I'm sad people. She moved too. But that's anyway, are we all hearts and minds clear?
No. And what I also want to say, Kevin, damn it, as your friend, because this is going to, you're going to get dragged many more times.
Many more times.
Because you keep trying to go to higher heights, right? So
that is the truth.
Yeah, you're going to get dragged more.
If I was where I was in Tacoma, it wouldn't even benefit you to talk about me because nobody would know who you're talking about.
Exactly. I can't wait until you get to the point where people talking about you is just as effective as them talking into their own butthole. that is how effective it is to it getting to you. That they might as well lift their legs and shout into their anus. That is what I want for you. I want you to miss it. I want you to be like, wait, what somebody said?
Yeah.
That is what I want for you. I know it might be impossible, but I do think that these people, other than maybe you being able to have a come to Jesus with your wife about what do we believe, other than that, this is a waste of your creative energy.
I honestly, no funny stuff, I think I've reached this point on this subject of where I was on Kev on Stage Ain't Funny. Remember how I just had to prove, but I am, but it doesn't matter. And then eventually I was just like, I genuinely do not care. Mm-hmm. I think I've reached that point with this as well. Yeah. I'm not changing my mind. You're not changing your mind. I'm going to continue to make my videos and do my shows and do my stuff. You can support or not support, buy a ticket, not buy a ticket. I don't care if you don't agree with me. I don't care. I'm not trying to be, I'm not purporting myself to be an ally nor a villain. I'm just living my life and trying to make sense of the world as I see it, as I experience it, as I understand it, to engage with a lot of people and engage with my family who I got some gays up in there. Good amount. Got some trans too.
I'm got trying to be an ally, even though I don't understand all the stuff, especially not the scissoring.
I'm not trying to not be an ally. I just don't want to. If I consider myself an ally, I'm likely to disappoint you because I probably won't go far enough. But, oh, I said this to Melissa, and we could talk about Mary J. Blige after this. If you knew me from where I started my life in El Paso, Texas, under a very dogmatic Pentecostal,
yeah,
fundamentalist.
That's how we came up.
Everything is bad. Everything is wrong. Sin. Movies are bad. You can't wear pants. She don't love God if she wears pants.
Oh, I surely did.
To go from that part of my life to where I am now is quite the journey. If you didn't start where I started, then this might not seem like that much to you. Mm-hmm. But from where I started to where I am now is night and day. Kevin Fredericks from 1994, 96, 2000 would be like, you mean I believe what? There's no way. That's what happens with age. I'm not going to live a life where I don't question things and I don't interrogate things. And I'm definitely not going to live my life on a way of like, oh, I'm always going to believe what I always believed because I always believed it. I interviewed Kennedy Ryan yesterday.
Kennedy and her my good podcast. Books.
Oh, she's great. We had a great episode. She said something, and I told her I'm going to steal it from her. She said, I don't live my life on heirloom faith. I'm not just living the thing that was passed down and passed down and passed down and passed down. I am applying my thoughts, fears, questions to Bible and the world as I see it. And if you don't agree, that's okay. Amen. Any more things you want to say?
I don't think so. No more.
No more. That's why I said it all today.
Because it gay only came ties into cussing. My algorithm because you talked on it.
I know. Do it. And I don't usually. When that man said that stuff, I didn't actually say nothing.
You said it here. We heard you.
Well, y'all going to be my friends. You're going to deal with it now. If you don't want to be my friends, then no, you shut up and get out.
That's why I said my desire is that it's like them shouting into their anus. You're like, wait a minute. Somebody said something?
Yeah. Well, and honestly, that whole thing wasn't even what he said. It was like, nigga, how you are not even a big creator and you got me to be trending for 3 days? That was the thing that was blowing my mind. Not what he said. I was like, oh my, usually you have to be big. But the way these algorithms work, ooh, if your name is big. Mm.
Listen, Kim Burrell.
If your name is big, anything, I can get your stuff going on anything.
Yeah.
Because the name is big. If somebody found out Joshy was, I don't even know what the thing is. Joshy was anti-Wednesdays. And they're like, man, y'all know Joshy hates Wednesdays. It's going to be hard to trend. They'd be like, the photography dude? I just thought he was taking pictures and getting married. Well, so what does it matter? Like, Threads going to be like, ain't nobody really engaging with this person who's anti-Joshy. You know what I'm saying? Joshy just, he's photography, videography, lover of one black woman getting married. But Kev on stage is video, this, head, handsome, tall, athletic, gorgeous, People Magazine.
Well,
all those things.
Wait a second. Where do we go?
What people?
People are always like, man, he's so handsome. He's so tall.
Is that what was trending too?
So many people were like, by the way, what's being lost in all this is how handsome he really is. And I don't say nothing out of respect for Melissa, but he really is such a handsome guy. But I respect Melissa so much, I don't say it. I'm like, respect.
Respect. It was like they showed up to a KevCon and Kevin didn't show up. That's what I wanted it to be, that you didn't show up. They all bought their tickets. They all bought their merch. And then you don't show up. And it's just like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Anyways, what are we talking about next? People killing folk, or are we talking about Mary J. Blige and this chicken?
Let's go light. People killing folks. Black men, stop killing your wives.
Just kill yourself if you're going to do that.
If you're going to kill, kill yourself.
Cut that out.
But not to advocate for it.
I'm going
to
take that out.
I'm just saying, if you're going to do self-harm.
Do the self.
Do that first.
I should take it out, but Patreon won't understand.
Yeah, you're
but
right.
Like, no, we should the amount of black women who've been murdered over the last month is crazy.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. Stop.
March was mental health month, and March did not do the work it needed to do. It didn't, because I'm going to tell you what. But Mary J. Blige said
It ain't funny.
She said it's not a laughing matter. I done lost friends.
Who would leave? If you don't know what we're talking about, Mary J. Blige was on Scott Evans' House Guest. He asked her about crispy chicken. It looked to me as if he was like, you know, how you feel about that? She was like, it's not funny. He was like,
mm-mm. He was like, let me hold this right on it.
It's not. He did good. She said.
Oh, she would have ended up leaving my interview.
Oh,
I'd
man.
I'd have been like,
now I'm Mary.
So what, tell me why it's not a laughing matter.
So she said, which I'm talking about Angel, I'm so curious. She said in the interview, like, she don't know how that happened and stuff. And I want to see the deck. I want to see what they pitched her. Because I'm like, what did you think this was going to be when you sang crispy chicken, fresh lettuce, three cheeses? Like, you sang those words.
When they put you on the day when you shot it, standing on a booth with a microphone, and you start off, what's in a crispy chicken lettuce wrap?
Mary?
It, to me, I thought she was in on the joke.
Is what I thought too.
I was like, she got to be in on the joke because I don't read that and don't read it as funny that our biggest R&B artist of the time.
Yes.
Because I figured she was in on the joke and the check was hefty.
1,000. And we would have understood if you either or.
Yeah.
The check was the check, or you thought it was funny. Best case, both. Yeah. I thought she was making fun of those, like, remember the 90 McDonald's?
Yeah.
Don't be stingy. I thought she was making fun of those McDonald's commercials where they was like, to get to the black people, you got to do the 90s R&B.
Yeah.
He was in the rain.
Yeah.
But she was like, nah, I was under bad management, a bad team. They set me up for that. And, like, she fired them. And she said she lost friends over crispy chicken.
I don't know if they thought maybe she was getting called a coon. Maybe people think she was doing, like...
I didn't even see that at the time, though.
I didn't either, but I'm like, maybe that was a part of what she was being...
Her experience.
Yes, her experience, yeah. To make it a thing of, I don't find this funny.
Yes.
Versus somebody making fun of what she did, like, finding humor in that.
Would you leave me over crispy chicken?
No, I would laugh and bring it up all the time.
It's different context, though. You're
because we're comedians?
But I, even if I wasn't, though.
I don't know how you'd be like, man, the fact that you made crispy chicken song.
It's just like
can't be your friend
Lisa
anymore.
Rinna with the big lips from Real Housewives. Mm-hmm. She did a Depends campaign.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so she had to wear the disposable drawers.
She's the one that did Traitors.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm on board now.
Yeah, and Rob got her out.
And, you know, she comes from soap opera world, which is not like...
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, it's not held in, like, the highest of regards.
She was an actress?
Yeah, Lisa Rinna's an actress.
I only knew from reality TV.
Oh, yeah, no, that's how she got on the television show.
No, never knew this at all.
Yeah. And she was like, people were looking at her like she was crazy. And she said, that was the most money I've ever been paid. She said it was a 7-figure campaign.
Wow. That means at least $1 million. At least.
And everybody stopped laughing.
Listen, would you do a Depends commercial?
I have done them.
What oh, you did do the brand deal.
I have done several. I piss on myself. I tell people that in, for free because it's the truth. For free. Okay?
You peed when we did that dance video.
Indeed. That wasn't for jokes.
Spritz, spritz.
There was no like, oh, set up the joke. It was really doing that jump so hard. My bladder was like, rah! It's just, it just gave up. So,
but I don't. I feel bad for laughing at crispy chicken now.
I don't feel bad. It was funny.
I feel bad.
It was hilarious. I feel bad for her experience that I didn't know about. Mm. That was a comedic commercial. They even did the sound of the amp being turned on before she started singing. That commercial was meant to be funny.
For sure.
So I don't apologize for laughing at the funny commercial.
Yeah.
I do feel bad that she experienced backlash that we weren't aware of. But that ain't got shit to do with me. That ain't got nothing to do with me. That's got to do with her, her friends and family. What do got to do with me is factor and me being hungry. I'm hungry right now.
I'm hungry right now, too.
And what would be better than just anything would be a factor meal that I could warm up real quick and bam, 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 eat it real fast. Because you know what? For me, eating healthy isn't about just a willpower problem. It's a setup problem. And until I found Factor, I didn't know how to get that thing set up the way I wanted to. Because what it does is that it solves the problem with trying to make sure you have the right meals. You remember Kevin was talking about how he was eating all types of trash when we were shooting the airport. If he would have had Factor over there with him, he wouldn't have been over there eating donuts and smooth and milkshakes.
You actually are absolutely right, Angel.
I know. I'm not even lying right now. Had he had that Factor, he could have popped that in the microwave and been like, all right, what's the next setup, guys? Yum, yum. With Factor. I can hit all my nutrition goals this season without planning, grocery shopping, or cooking. Baby, the way we would turn up some Factor moves in, meals in the Tanksley household, even the kids was trying to get up in the Factor meals. I said, you better not eat that shrimp zucchini meal or I'ma hurt you because mama wants that. All right. Factor has meals built around your goals, whether that's weight loss, overall nutrition, more protein, or GLP-1 support for strength and workout recovery. Check out Factor Meal. Factor Muscle Pro Collection. Every meal is crafted with functional ingredients, lean proteins, colorful veggies, whole foods, healthy fats. Factor bans 175 plus ingredients, no artificial colors or sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrups, no refined seed oils, just nutrition dense food. Fresh, never frozen. Over 100 rotating weekly meals, including globally inspired flavors like Mediterranean, Asian. So there's always something new to look forward to. Try the newly launched ready-to-eat salads with vibrant ingredients like elote, corn, ooh, and miso edamame. That sounds good as heck. Plus 70-plus add-ons to round out your nutrition from green juices to peanut butter energy bites. Ready in 2 minutes. Factor shops, preps, cooks, and delivers straight to your door so you have more time for everything you love this spring. I love Factor, and you will too. Head to factormeals.com/SK50OFF.
SK50OFF.
Use code SK50OFF.
SK50OFF.
To get 50% off and free daily greens per box with new subscription only while supplies last until September 25th, 2026. See website for more details. Thank you, Factor.
All right. In other news, Ice Spice got into a fight at a McDonald's. From what I can tell, Ice Spice is sitting up in there eating her McDonald's, mm-hmm. her and another girl.
I think I did see this.
A fan walks up to her, and you can't hear, but apparently the girl asked her for a picture or said she was pretty or something like that. She didn't like the way Ice Spice responded to her, so she smacked Ice Spice.
What?
In the McDonald's, and then they followed Ice Spice, like, started fighting back. They follow her outside, and then they get into a full-on altercation outside. People were asking, why is Ice Spice eating McDonald's at McDonald's with no security?
Ice Spice don't look like she would eat McDonald's.
And I don't think...
Ice Spice don't look like she would eat McDonald's. She does. She be in the deli, just shaking a jelly. I guess they thought it would be a real deli and not McDonald's.
Why is it a surprise that Ice Spice is eating McDonald's?
I think she would.
Alone with no security, that actually is a surprise. I mean, not alone, but I guess with no security is considered alone. The girl across from her didn't help.
In this economy, everything is...
Listen, man, security costs.
Yeah,
listen. $500 a day. Maybe Ice Spice thought she was safe at McDonald's. She thought, most I got to take a picture. Right. I'm not going to get smacked because I don't have my security.
You know, these girls
Maybe she's not crazy. On tour. Maybe she... Are we assuming Ice Spice has 24-hour security?
I wouldn't think so. I wouldn't think she would have 24. I think she can be a regular girly. Even a big mama, she was on.
Was that Lotto?
Yeah, we were on a plane together. And she was standing in the line to get on just like, but she had on the big glasses and the hoodie. And I said, that's that
little. Celebrities, they be having the celebrity outfit.
Yeah, just, meanwhile, I'm just out there in the world raw dogging it, looking tired, just, and people still like, Angel.
That thing, this is on our thing, but we probably won't get to it. They said, celebrities, what do you miss doing freely before fame? And for me, it's getting off of a red eye and not having to take a picture because I know my breath smells like last night.
And they don't care.
I'd be so embarrassed.
They don't care.
I just got off the plane. I know this breath is 4 hours old.
And I end up having to talk like I have a stroke because I'm not opening my mouth.
That's exactly what I'd be doing.
How you doing? You doing
all right? Hey, yeah. No, we could take a picture. Because I know my gum is in my backpack. And I just got off the plane. I didn't even got a chance to go piss yet.
Still crust in your eyes.
Still crust in my eye, 4-hour-old breath. They don't care. I don't want to hear nothing.
To me, she said, me and my husband are huge fans. Can we do a video for him? And I was like, okay. She was like, what's up, you guys? I'm here with that chick Angel. I would be like, is your husband non-binary? Who is you guys? Why is there plural people in this? What is you talking about? But my breath was so bad, I couldn't. What I miss being able to do is freely cuss people out. I did get a chance to do that this weekend.
You cuss somebody out?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was a motorcyclists are rude, okay? Yeah. And he goes around me, and now we're all going around a car accident.
Yeah.
It's a motorcycle accident. Somebody got hit. And so we're already going 15 miles an hour. He wanted to go slower, and I start passing him. And he's like, huh. Now the police are right there with the people. He's pointing like the police can't tell me to slow down. Mm-hmm. I'm going slow enough. And he's giving me the middle finger. And I said, well, what the fuck you going to do about it?
Oh, dang, you jumped out there.
Yeah, what the fuck you going to do? Because this
was your hair going?
Oh, yes, it was. I was on the phone with my best friend. Speaking of gay people, the gay best friend. And I'm like, she's like, what's going on? I was like, no, he's riding beside me. I said, what the fuck you going? I'm in a big ass truck. What are you going to do?
If I kill you dead, I'm wrong.
Right. So then he gets behind me to take a picture of my license plate. And I said, oh, you think we're not going to play? You think we're going to play this game? So then he's trying to get away from me. Baby, I know how to dip in this truck. Bow, bow, bow. Got behind him. Click, click, click. Got you, bitch. That's me. Got you, bitch.
Have you? Oh, you ain't seen The Wire. There's a scene in The Wire where they're trying to tell Marlo, Avon Barksdale. They're trying to they're like, he's going down this thing. And then he comes by in front of them and he's like, that was you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You hit that. Vroom, 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 vroom.
He got stuck in a neighborhood that I knew.
Yeah. Whoop that hoe.
Now you gotta hope that I'm not about to block you in here.
1,000%. Whoop that trick.
Yeah, it was definitely.
Do you feel better?
I did. And then I said, do I have on any letters?
Would you get in trouble with the Deltas if you cut somebody out in the jacket?
Yeah.
What can you do in the jacket?
Behave.
You already was bad.
It's just like if I was with you, it's the same thing. I don't wear Kev on stage stuff, but if I'm with you, I'm not about to cut up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not going to do it. I'm not about to mess with the overarching brand.
Or what's left of it.
It's very colorful now.
Very colorful brand. The funny thing about that is that's when we was in Dallas, I didn't listen to my own brands when I almost fought that dude.
I know. I was like, you can't.
I got in that car and Greg and we were both, Josh too, we were like, you can't do that kind of stuff, Kev. And I was like, yeah, I know. Because if I got shot and I got killed.
Oh, nigga, you talking about.
Would you have been mad if I got shot and killed?
Escalade straight.
What would you say to my feud?
Ran your ass over again.
I've been like, this non-fully formed frontal lobe ass nigga then ruined it for all of us. Then ruined it. Josh got a wedding to pay for. Then who he taking pictures of? This nigga in a casket.
Could you even grieve me if you felt I died like that?
No.
You couldn't grieve?
No. No.
Just because I got shot in a road rage incident?
Pissed. I was like, what the hell are you doing driving?
I wasn't even driving.
Go home.
Go home, Roger.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. It would take a while. It would take a while. They'll be like, oh, man, this nigga dead.
By the way, I listened to Frank Ocean's song the other day and did not cry.
You should have cried out all of your tears. Because
we've listened to it 9 times
in 4. Yeah.
You numbed it.
Did he do Coachella or did he do it last year?
He did one weekend of Coachella, then he canceled a second weekend. I think that was 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay. He must have done that song then because people keep sending me his set where he sang that song on TikTok to get me to cry. Why would they do that to you? Because the Justin Timberlake, I keep saying that.
Justin Bieber
performed on Coachella. Uh-huh. And people were like, man, this has been as good as a performance as Frank Ocean. And they were like, Kev, cry.
Side note. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was done.
No. Justin Bieber is a Coachella champion for getting the highest check of all time out of Coachella.
Oh, wow.
And $10 million, wasn't it?
$10 million. And half of his set being sing-along with YouTube. With his old videos directly from YouTube. I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. They're kind of like throwing an ode to like the visuals of him and his older music on YouTube. And you see him typing and you see the search bar going up.
I know you love me.
And I was like,
I know you can.
He said I'd have time to put this together.
I was like, wow.
And somehow it was a full circle performance.
It was great.
It was fantastic.
He said, I know I can get away. That's the audacity of a white dude.
Can you imagine me just playing old videos of myself and being like, stuff black church girls say, y'all, 10 million.
I would love to be able to do some stuff like that.
Man.
But no, I feel good that I cussed the man out, but then I also was like, Angel.
Now, if you get killed, then what?
I'm not getting killed. I'm not.
How you know you ain't going to get killed?
I wasn't going to get killed.
Road rage get shot. People get shot.
But what I knew.
Get shot the most.
Yeah.
Very, very much so. But I was willing to kill him before I got. That's the thing.
So now you in jail. Either way, I can't got no podcast.
I can't do the podcast from prison.
They stream court. We can stream. We can get our stream.
How you going to get a laptop in there?
Would be way up, nigga. First of all, we would be killing. And for then, real. Like,
how you pay her just to put money on her commissary.
Oh, yeah. No, just put it in my business account. We got bills to pay. But, yeah, no, I was willing to run that man over. I thought of it. I said he could have a weapon on him. So are you willing? And I said yes.
So in that moment, you were willing to kill somebody.
I was like, hopefully don't come
if
to
that. If he pulls a gun out.
Yeah, no, if he pulls a gun, I'm not going to be like, I'm sorry, sir. Hello, officer.
I love that you played it all the way through.
Oh, yeah.
Put your little sad voice
on.
Hello,
officer.
Here's the sale.
I was trying to get the license plate of the man who was taunting me because he seemed unsafe. And he pulled a gun on me. And now he is attached to the bottom part of my truck. I've been dragging him down to Panga Canyon. Can you all help me?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I wouldn't have, had he not flicked me off, I should have just kept it going.
Flick you off is, it will, what's the term? It will trigger you.
Yeah, and it shouldn't have. Usually it doesn't, but usually my kids are in the car. I was in the car by myself, so I was like,
yeah,
let it all out, Angel.
Might as well. How you feel now that little Marcus is driving?
Oh,
my God, our mailing.
Yes, that's why I asked if we're doing it after.
I said to Marquita.
Are we doing it after? And you said, I think your brain was just in too many different places.
I said it to Marquita.
Because when she walked in, I was like, oh, you're kind of early, but maybe we are doing something else first.
I said it to her yesterday, and I said, I'm going to mind my non. I should have said something, friend, but I don't want. That's not my business.
Who's that?
Oh, hey, Mel.
So y'all should do a Brawl Brother Gin and Juice.
All right, guys. We got to get the hell out of the podcast.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Cutting. There's another thing for you. There's another one. Here's another banger for you. Here's another one. Here's another one. Here's another banger for you. Fire. Here's another banger for you. With my boy Kev on stage. And that chick Angel.